wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. Greetings, my dear and wonderful and beautiful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information, Christian ambassador for, servant of, and to the Rastafari movement. Kingdom of God, queendom of goddess in heaven right here, right now on this earth. Kingdom and queendom of Islam, the way of peace through obedience to the Most High, freedom, justice, and equality. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. Today's recording date is Sunday, September the 29th, 2013. What we want to do now is move to a Sunday school lesson that we had on September 29th, which is today, 2013. The title of the lesson is God Scatters the Nations. And the lesson is found in Genesis chapter 11. Now let's see what we can do to set this lesson up in a proper fashion that we may know and understand what the Most High desires that we know and understand. Approaching everything from the African perspective, which is the perspective of the ancestors of the human family, not only the ancestors of black people, but the Africans are the ancestors of black, brown, red, yellow, and white. These Africans are the original teachers of religion, science, technology, mathematics, ethics, music, singing, dance, culture, knowledge, wisdom, understanding of the universe. All the teaching is one. The teaching is one. One teaching. Whole, holistic teaching. Nothing divided. No such thing as religious over here, secular over here. All one. The place of learning was called the Per Ankh in Kemet, Egypt. Those two words are defined as the house of life. You see, as we as Africans, our ancestors, studied the universe and began to understand the knowledge and wisdom and understanding of the sun, moon, stars, planets, the universe, teaching us about the Most High, the universe, teaching us concerning the desires of the Most High, the universe is teaching us of life, existing, living. And so we constructed our civilization based on what we learned from the universe, from the Most High teaching us through the universe, the sacred masculine, working together in union with the sacred feminine. When the scripture in the New Testament says one God, that word God is theos, God and goddess, Almighty Father and Almighty Mother, acting in one accord, oneness. For what purpose? Producing life, existence, existing, giving birth to existing and life. So, Per Ankh, house of life, the original house of life is the universe. And as we began to study the universe, we began to understand things like tithe, things like tithing the income. And we began to understand our role in the universe. Let me see if I can say what's on my brain. The universe taught us what we learn in Psalm 8, that all of us are made lower than the angels, given power to rule this creation, this universe, based on life, based on existing, obedience to the principles, characteristics, attributes, and power of Yahweh, Yahuwah, which is existing and living and life. But what has happened? The wicked ruling class have taken our power. We see that Psalm 82, verse 6 teaches us that all of us are gods and goddesses, children of the Most High. When we see Adam in Genesis, Adam in Genesis 5, chapter 5, verses 1 and 2, Adam is male and female. Adam is the image and likeness of the Most High. When we learn from the modern day scientists, they teach about the atom being the image of, we would say, creation. And so when you research the definitions of the words and understand science and understand quantum physics and quantum mechanics is the study of the most infinitesimal particle of the universe being a reflection of the creation and a reflection of the creator. The Dogon people call that the Po seed. The modern day scientists call that the atom and call that, refer to that science as quantum physics and quantum mechanics. So in scripture is Adam, and in scripture is Christ. Adam, male and female, image and likeness of the Most High, and image and likeness of creation, the universe. Scripture teaches us Christ, the image of the Most High, and the image of creation and the universe. So we must conclude that the spirit of the human being living in human flesh, that spirit which is from the Most High, is Christ in the flesh. Each and every one of you and us and we are Christ in the flesh, but we don't know it. We are disconnected from that knowledge, from that reality, by the wicked ruling class and families who control information and control what we know and have disconnected us from such knowledge. Hebrews teaches Christ made lower than the angels, but we just read that in Psalm, Division 8, man made lower than the angels. Hebrews, New Testament, Christ petitions the Most High for a body to be prepared that Christ may come in the flesh, in that body, and fulfill the will of the Most High according to not just the book Bible, Old and New Testament, but according to the writings of the universe that the Most High wrote in the universe, which is the original script, original writing, original teaching. But man, and it says Christ is the glory of the Most High. But man is the glory of the Most High. Man is Haile I, Selassie I, the might, power, and glory of the Trinity. That is man and woman. That is Adam, male and female. That is you and me and we and us. But the problem is the wicked ruling class and ruling families have robbed us of this knowledge. Hebrews again says we must keep the Sabbath. We must remember the Sabbath and fight for the Sabbath. What is the Sabbath? You find that originally, or close to originally, in Scripture. Exodus chapter 20 and verse 8. Remember the Sabbath to keep it holy. Sabbath is rooted in another word that means cessation. Cessation of what? Research what Sabbath. Sabbath means the cessation of debt, the cessation of slavery, the cessation of debt slavery, the cessation of exploitation. It means rest to the land and the earth, and rest to the human being from wickedness, from slavery, from debt, from exploitation. Look at the system that we live under. Look at all of the debt. It is usury. It is interest. It is illegal. It is against the law of the Most High and against the laws of the universe, because these types of exploitation incur death, not existing, incur death. Deuteronomy chapter 26, verse 12 teaches us of the tithe. You hear church leaders talking all the time about tithe, but do they go to the scripture? When was the last time you heard your preacher, your minister, your rabbi, imam go to the scripture and say what the scripture says about the tithe? Read it for yourself. It tells us Deuteronomy chapter 26, verse 12, that the tithe is for the Levi, but not only the Levi. And the word Levi means to enjoin or join on to, because there are some people that we need to join on to with our tithe. This scripture is talking to every individual member of your congregation, because then it was talking to every individual member of the African Hebrew Israelite nation. All of you who have income, tithe your income, the scripture says, to the Levi, and get the spirit of joining on to, because these that you join on to are who your tithe is also going to. So tithe to the Levi and tithe to the widows. Why are there widows, sisters and brothers? Because of warfare, because of bloodshed, because of death, hell, and destruction of the system. Because of the rotten system that we live under, a system that is nothing but death night and day. Tithe, it says to the widows, it says to the fatherless, paraphrasing what the scripture says, fatherless widows and fatherless, the children are without father because of the system. Maybe the man got cancer because of the food that we eat, the water that we drink. Maybe it was biological and chemical warfare that the government of the United States of North America is perpetrating on the masses of the poor working class people, especially black and brown. Seems like black men and women having cancers at a higher rate than anyone. Biological, chemical warfare. That is in the news, but they do not teach us that the very government of the United States, because it is under the control of wicked forces, wicked ruling class, wicked families, have implemented a system of death through chemical and biological warfare. It says tithe to the stranger. And that word stranger is not the same stranger in the African Hebrew language as when the scripture tells the African Hebrew Israelites not to marry the stranger. That stranger that you are not to marry on to are the very wicked ruling class and ruling families that we are speaking of, that teach the children and the babies death, teach the children and the babies lifeless things, lifeless ideology, lifeless philosophy, lifeless system. That which is lifeless is death. So a system of death, that word stranger comes out to meaning son of unrighteousness and son of injustice. This system, no righteousness in it, no justice in it. And so that stranger that you are not to marry on to means a system, a wicked ruling class that want your spirit. They want your energies. They want your soul. They want our soul and energies and work and time to go into their system of death. The stranger in Deuteronomy 26 and 12 is not that stranger. This word stranger has to do with those who are immigrants. It's a different African Hebrew word. Research it for yourself. Go into that Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary and research it for yourself. It means those who have been disenfranchised, those who have been disinherited, who used to have a piece of land, farmland, some resources, a little piece of wealth. Now, because of the system of death, they've been pushed off their land. The system has, the wicked ruling class, through the wicked system of death, have stolen the land from the masses of the people. So look around today and see all of our sisters and brothers of the human family who are immigrants pushed off their land in Africa, in Asia, in Central and South America, in Mexico, in the Isles of the Pacific and the Caribbean, in the neighborhoods and communities of America, United States of North America, Canada, Europe, and Israel. Many of us, too many of us, poor working class people suffering under the system. Leviticus, I can't remember exactly what chapter, but Leviticus teaches us that we are to take on the stranger, the one that means immigrant, and treat the stranger like that stranger is your own brother and sister, because we are sisters and brothers of the human family. But the problem is that the wicked ruling class and ruling families control our knowledge, because we have allowed them to, because we for too long have not done our own research and gone after the information. When we hear about words such as covenant in scripture, research the word covenant having to do with creation, joining on to the promise of creation, and creation in the universe always producing life. So we had the lesson about the Adam and Eve narrative. And in that lesson, it talked about the seed of the woman crushing the head of the serpent, and the serpent going after the heel of the seed of the woman, which is symbolic of the struggle of the poor working class masses, proletariat, black, brown, red, yellow, and white, having to deal with leadership, having to deal with this serpent ruling class and ruling families who are always reaching up to overthrow us out of our position of being children of the Most High, gods and goddesses, rulers of this universe, rulers of this creation, on behalf and by permission of the Most High within us. That's what that word heal. Research that word heal in the African Hebrew language and follow the root to that word, and you will see supplanter, one who overthrows. So the wicked ruling class, seeking to overthrow the poor working class masses of the people, and have done so. But it is time now that we, as poor working class, oppressed masses, proletariat, black, brown, red, yellow, and white, come to this knowledge, come to this wisdom, come to this overstanding. Extract the mentality of the wicked ruling class out of our mentality. Clean up our consciousness. Come together and fulfill that which has been prophesied. Fulfill our destiny. Now, the next lesson we had a couple of lessons ago dealt with that promise of the Most High not to destroy mankind by water. I won't go over all of that again, but I want to remind us about that bow. That bow, the rainbow, that word bow in the African Hebrew language, research it for yourself, sisters and brothers, is a weapon of a hunter, because you and I are the weapon and the hunter is the Most High, and the Most High, Yahovah, Yahweh, Yahovah, Jehovah, is existing. And any system that promotes death and not existing and living for the human being is a system that we must be on the hunt for and on the hunt against, and we must fight that system, extract that mentality out of ourselves, overthrow the wicked ruling class and ruling families, and bring in the kingdom of God, queendom of Goddess in heaven, right here, right now, on this earth. We are the bow. We are the weapon of life. We want life and existing. We do not want a system of death. So we are the army of the Most High, and we are arming ourselves with truth, justice, and righteousness, freedom, justice, and equality. We are arming ourselves with knowledge and wisdom and understanding, with the power of the Most High in the universe and within ourselves, that we may be the righteous bow to stand up for freedom, justice, and equality. Now we come to chapter 11, verse 1. We have that as a backdrop. We have set this up. We have set up how we're going into this lesson to properly understand this lesson in a way that we have never understood it before. Verse 1, chapter 11, book of Genesis. And the whole earth was of one language and one speech. And the word language, Safa, this is a feminine noun, lip, language, speech, shore, bank, brim, side, edge, border, binding, lip as a part of the body, language, edge, shore, bank, cup, tea, river. And so it seems like it's telling us that water speaks a language. It's the word language, lip and language and speech, but then we have words that are defined, are being defined as having to do with water, a shore, a bank, a brim, side, edge, border, binding, but a shore, cup, sea, and river. And before I continue, the word tithing income, when you get to the word income, Deuteronomy 26 and 12, that word income not only means your money, not only means your crops, but also means wisdom, and it also means words from your lips. So what we have is the Most High saying, use your money, use your income, use your wisdom, use your knowledge, use your understanding, use the words from your mouth to absolutely defend the widows, the fatherless, the immigrant, the traveler, the sojourner, those who have been disenfranchised and robbed of their land, wealth, and resources. Look in Africa. Look in the Congo, look in Rwanda, look in Uganda, look in the Congo, and know that the masses have been robbed of their land. And the leaders, heads of state of Congo, heads of state of Rwanda and Uganda, these leaders, Joseph Kabila, Congo, Paul Kagame, Rwanda, Joseph Museveni, Uganda, these are wicked leaders who are doing the bidding of the wicked ruling class and families, and are funding and arming despot, how do you call them, warlords, to terrorize our sisters and brothers, making the land available to multinational corporations, to set up mining corporations, to mine the resources, mine the wealth, and the people get nothing. And the people die by the millions, so we can go to our supermarkets, diamond stores, and places of shopping and purchase TVs, cell phones, diamonds. We must use our words. We must defend you. We must defend our sisters and brothers who have been robbed of their resources, with the words from our mouth, with the knowledge and wisdom from our minds. This is the tithing of the income that is obligatory. This is a command. We must uphold the Sabbath. We must uphold the income, tithing of the income. We must uphold the covenant. But in this lesson, we're going to see that the language is being used for something else. This language was one speech. The word one is one, and once, one first. So the word one having to do with singular, having to, this is an adjective describing the type of language that we are going to examine, a language of unity. But we're going to see what type of language. The whole earth was of one language and of one speech. The word speech, 1697, daba, speech, words, speaking, speech, saying, utterance. It even means business, occupation, acts, matter, case, something, manner. So business and occupation is being used for something, all being used in unison for something. We have said what the Most High wants that we speak and do and act, and now we're going to see something else. Verse 2, and it came to pass as they journeyed from the east that they found a plain in the land of Shinar, and they dwelt there. So the people, watch this. Thank you, Father and Mother. I'm going to hit this word. From the east. Let me see what journey means right quick. The word journey. We're setting this up, sisters and brothers. Nasa. To pull out. To pull up. To set out. To journey. To remove. Depart. To march. So the people are on the move. And it also means quarry. And the word quarry is defined as a place, typically a large, deep pit from which stone or other materials have been extracted. Keep that in mind, because we have just described what is going on in the Congo, the extraction of wealth and resources and materials by means of theft from the people, so the people suffer. And so the people in this lesson are on the move. And where they're moving from the east, 6924, Kedem, east, antiquity, front, that which is before, aforetime, a mount of the east, ancient time, aforetime, earliest time. So if you look at the sun, and look at how the sun travels juxtaposed to the earth, the sun travels in appearance from the east to the west, rises in the east, sets in the west. So the people are moving from the east, apparently going towards the west, and this is to show us that the original civilization of mankind was ever on the rise with the sun, because ever was the civilization was ever based on truth, justice, and righteousness, ever based on freedom, justice, and equality, ever based on knowledge, wisdom, and understanding, light, photosynthesis, and the rays of the sun bringing life through photosynthesis, spiritually, mentally, morally, and physically. But now the people are moving from the east, apparently, to the west. And the setting of the sun means death and destruction, and the light has gone out. So we can see what type of city and civilization is going to be formed by examining the definitions of the word. Let's take this break. See you on the other side of the break.